Praise the Lord.
Anyone have anything to add?
It's a wonderful, wonderful thing to know we are loved.
Amen.
By our Father, and no matter how we blow it, we are still loved.
Amen. Yeah. We can't stop falling in love with him because he won't quit loving us. Our comforter, our counselor, our king. Amen. 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 And in times of joy, he dances. He's a dancer. Praise God. For we are God's masterpiece. Let that fit in. We are his masterpiece. You are his masterpiece. And you are a special piece. And there's nobody like you. Nobody. And God loves you. Loves you, loves you, loves you. And there's nobody that can take your place. There's nobody that can love him like you love him. Right?
No.
Nobody. So when everybody is loving God, until he's got your love, there's still something missing. You know? And so he waits. The Bible says, you know, that those who wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. And but we need to realize that he waits. He waits on us. Patient, oh my. Kind, understanding. He waits on us. Because see, the thing is he sees what you don't see. I was praying for Vicki, and I said, Lord, I can't heal her, but you can. I can pray, but you can heal. And then I said, I realize Christ in me can. So maybe it's the me in me that gets in the way of he in me. Lord, help my unbelief. I wanna be with him, but I don't want to be in his way. You know? And I recognize that me in me is a lot less than he in me. And we're being formed. We are being formed, we are being transformed, we are being reformed, we are being informed. That's all the form we need. I could come up with some other forms, but we'll just forget those forms. And we'll just look at that. We are God's masterpiece. I guess that's all we need for today, but I got a couple more things I want to say. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the things he planned for us long ago. We don't have, you know, sometimes people just get kerfuggled wondering, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What do I got to do to make you love me? You know, nothing. He's got it figured out. If we can just rest in him, it'll come up. The problem is that sometimes what he has for us to do comes up. It's like, well, I can't do that. Right now, the best time to do what God gives you to do is right now. You know, just do something. You know, just do something. So we can do those good things that he planned for us long ago. Long ago. He's been planning on you since before you were formed in the womb. Now, These are not profound truths. These are just truths. But you know something? We need to kind of chew on his truths. We do. You know? The word is such an amazing thing. And when you begin to digest the word of God, you get way more than you can regurgitate. I mean, by the time I read my Bible for a week, I've got like 15 things that I would like to say. You all can't stand that. But I could just read to you the things that he spoke to me, the words that spoke. I mean, for instance, Isaiah walked around naked for 3 years to try to get the people to understand how naked they were. That's what it says. 3 years he walked around naked. I don't want to walk around naked for... I just don't want to. You know? I just don't want to. Lord, don't tell me to take off my clothes in church. People talk about me as it is. I don't want to be doing that. He was naked in church. No, I wasn't. But the word of God undresses us sometimes, you know. But after reading that and reading all that Isaiah said and all of that, you know, how wonderful it was to come into, find the page, Roger. Psalm 113, after reading about Isaiah being naked, how nice it is to just come in to praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord, yes, praise the Lord. You know? Well, you know, it may be that sometimes we're in a naked moment in life. Yeah. Well, just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. Just praise the Lord. It doesn't matter if you feel like praising the Lord. Praise the Lord, you'll feel better. Praise the Lord, and then just praise the Lord again, then just praise the Lord again, then just praise the Lord again. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, you might end up dancing. Praise the Lord. You know? Enter in to that goodness and that wonder of the Lord. You know, we know that we have been given robes of righteousness. Right? We've got that. And if it wasn't meant to hang in the closet, just put it on and get used to it. Just put it on. You know, we have these promises from God, so when we read the word, let's put them on. Like I was thinking about this, and I thought, like, it's like having a plain t-shirt. But the truth of the matter is, all these things are written on the t-shirt. You just can't see them. And as you trust in the Lord, things start to appear on your shirt. And you take it off to shower or change clothes, and where did that come from? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? And they're all the things that God is doing in your life and for your life. And they're just appearing. It's like I've got that t-shirt that says pastor on the top and the back. And then it has a bunch of explanations about because devil stomper, demon chase, whatever, don't fit. So we just call him pastor. But I don't remember what all it says because it's on the back. I can't read it. And if I look in the mirror, I still can't read it because it's backwards. But basically, it just says a whole bunch of different things on there that I are and that we are. The Lord has, well, it's It's a mini robe of righteousness. But you see, that robe of righteousness contains so much that we don't think about. We can hear about the robe of righteousness, or it's like the song we sing that says, put on a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise of the Spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Well, don't all of you do it at once. Magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Yeah. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That works a lot better when that's what's coming out of our mouths, right? And that's what's in you. He that dwells in you, he dwells in you richly. And so when we look at the word and say, oh man, you know, praise the Lord. You don't have to look very far in the Bible to read praise the Lord. And when it says praise the Lord, what if you just kind of praise the Lord? You know, let it just kind of ease out. Praise the Lord. Until you shout. We shout about other things, don't we? We do. We lose control about other things. You know, there's nothing wrong with getting out of control worshiping God. You know, enter in to his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his courts with praise. You know, I one night we were watching I don't know what it was. I mean, I know what it was, but I don't know what show it was in. But it was about Joshua when they came and they took Jericho. And that particular episode, when they shouted, it was just a roar. It was like if you stood on a runway where there's four jumbo jets roaring. It was just a roar. I thought, whoa, that must have, no wonder the people were a little scared, because they just roared, you know. They put out the sound and God turned on the amplifier. And down came the wall. Down came the wall. Shout the walls down. Walls of discouragement, walls of fear, walls of whatever. Have at them. My wife's a mountain girl, and she knew that when you went out in the woods, you made a lot of noise. The bears don't like the noise. They'll stay away. Make a lot of noise. I'd have been great in the mountains. I always made a lot of noise. And my ability to make noise increased. You know? Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Folks, Christians, we've got to be shouting unto God with a voice of triumph. We've got to be knocking the walls down. We've got to be. I said when I came in, I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know? Somebody came to an event where he had no business, an event with a rifle, shot somebody, praise the Lord for that vest that stopped the bullet. Praise the Lord for the people praying for bullets to be stopped. Praise the Lord. You know? We praise the Lord. We don't just praise the Lord because we're reading the Bible. We praise the Lord because we're living the Bible. Because we're beholding what God is doing. We're asking him what he wants us to ask him. And when we see him do what we're asking him, hallelujah! You know? in my ears, I have this thought of sometimes something would happen and my mother would say, "Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?" Yes, Mama, it's nice. You know, it's nice. It is. It's very nice. The Bible even tells us to brag about the Lord. Brag about the Lord. People say, "Oh, why does God do this?" Just praise Him. He's near. He's near. He's ready. He hears. See, the confidence, this is the confidence we have, and so then we need to act on our confidence. There's no maybe about God. There is no maybe about Him. Say to the mountain, "Be removed and be cast into the sea, and it will be done." So say to the mountain, I don't have to see it go into the sea. I just have to say it. And then I have to agree with it. And if I don't feel like, you know, really into the agreement, say it again. I mean, I was doing real good when I was praying and saying, "I can't do it. You can do it, Lord. I know you can do it, Lord. I know you live in me. I just got to do something with the me in me. But it isn't up to me. If it was up to me, I'd have all my answers right away. But it's up to me to pray. It's up to me to then believe when I've prayed that He's heard me and I can move on to the next thing." We don't want to get caught up in that thing where some people say, "Well, I prayed once and it didn't work, so I don't know what I don't know if I should pray anymore." You should just keep praying. You don't pray about the same thing. Pray about something else. Just keep talking to God. And the more that you talk to God, the more that you see God. Remember, the more you see Him respond, the more confidence you have in His response. And pretty soon, He doesn't have to respond at all. You just enjoy talking to Him and knowing He's got it. He's got it. He says, "I got this. I got this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us." That's what the Word of God says. We can do it. If it isn't going right, we can still do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can still be assured that His plans are not our plans. And if it isn't going the way I want it to, oh, thank you, Lord. I must have had a wrong direction. I almost took a wrong turn, but you just kept me going. You just kept me going. I want God to keep me going. Don't you want God to keep you going? It is easy to focus on what's not good. In fact, those are the things that stand out to us. The things that aren't good. Those are the things that we will comment on the most, unless we don't. We are guilty sometimes of being distracted Christians. Yes, I know. You know, every now and then we might be driving and Vicki will say, "Isn't that your turn?" Yeah, I know. We'll get there. Thank you for reminding me. Wasn't that our turn? But when we're distracted, do the rumble strips get your attention on the road? I really don't like those rumble strips in the middle of the road. Well, it gives me no place to go. I can't go left or right. I should be able to drive however I want to. I heard James Robinson one time say that apparently his family gave him a hard time because he's a drifter. I said, that's it. I do sometimes drift. I never go far off. I just, sometimes I'm thinking. You know? That's what I call it, Rem, and I won't change my mind. I do call it that. Don't be trying to infer that I don't think. But you know, I mean, the thing is that if the Holy Spirit would do one of those to us, like, you know, but he doesn't. He wants us to listen more closely, you know. But he's always there to help. Always there to guide. Not to deride or, you know, mock or knock. It's just something, you know. I got an idea. His ideas are good ideas. And so we pay attention because that's what he's there for. And we got this robe of righteousness that we're not going to carry around. I used to have a pair of coveralls in the back of my car. I just had those coveralls in the back of my car. Sometimes it worked to wrap up frozen goods. Sometimes it worked to use and everything. And then one day, a guy from the jail needed a coat, and I gave him my coveralls. I've been missing those coveralls for 3 years now. I've got some more that I could put in there, but I just keep thinking they'll come back. You know, because they were the perfect ones for that. I don't know if I'll find a pair just like that. You know, but we have those things, and they were always there. And sometimes I forget that they're not there anymore, and I'll not take a coat with me. I say, oh, I got the coveralls. Then I think, no, I don't have the coveralls. I better grab a coat. You know, I need to be I need to make sure that I don't leave the robe of righteousness somewhere. Or that I don't take it off to get in a fight, you know. Somebody going to get in a fight, take off their coat and go after it, you know. I don't need to take off my robe of righteousness. We don't need to take that off. We need that. It accomplishes great things for us. And so we have this. We have been created anew. And we're being renewed daily. Isn't that fun? Doesn't matter how many days, we're being renewed daily. You're not going to find a day when you don't need some renewing. It just isn't going to happen. And you shouldn't want it to happen. You should be the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. And so I need to be new every morning too. This is my desire, Lord. I want to honor you. This really is my desire, Lord. I want to honor you. I want to honor you. I want to be aware that I want to honor you. Then I need to be willing to ask myself the question, is this honoring you? Probably. Sometimes the answer is probably, well, maybe not. Maybe not so much, you know? But if we want to, and if we recognize that we aren't, isn't that amazing? This world's full of people that could care less about God, who will knock God and who will mock God, who will just forget God. Whenever I'm reading the Bible and when I'm reading the Old Testament, I just am frustrated with how he's so good to them, and they just ignore him. But that might be me sometimes. But not as bad as them. Seriously, not as bad as them. But that doesn't matter. to him who knows what is right and does it not, then that is sin. Someday, the Lord will be worshipped by everyone, everywhere. And I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. And I would like everyone to be in that number. I really would like everyone to know the goodness of God. I would like everyone to just be in awe of God. I would like it if every single person everywhere in the world would just look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of their faith. And so if that's what I want, then I should probably be doing some of those good things he planned for us to do and show people. Say something. I have the friend that told me, he said, Jesus is my Savior, I'm just quiet about my faith. We'll work on that. The Lord is good. He is good. And we are created anew to enjoy his goodness, to enjoy God. That's what a relationship does, is it enjoys God. I need to be enjoyable for Vicky so she can enjoy me. You know? I mean, that's a true statement. That's a true statement. If I'm not enjoyable, that's not good. If I'm not enjoyable, I'm not going to show anybody that God is enjoyable. So there's still work to do, but that's okay. I'm aware that God is able. If I'm willing, he's able. He won't force us to take any turn. He won't do anything like that. He just says, you've got a robe of righteousness. You got a t-shirt where stuff is going to start appearing. Wouldn't that be cool? Look in the mirror and bold, bright orange letters shine back at you. Look at you. Look at you. Just look at you in that precious and tender voice of Jesus. He says, just look at you. He's not saying, look at you. No, he said, look at you. Look at you. Look at you. Yeah. You're special. You're special. Because he's special. Lord, we welcome you to do abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. We welcome you to renew, redo whatever's best to you. We thank you for the privilege of being here. We thank you for being here together with those of like precious faith. To be in a room full of people that just love the Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we know that you're moving by your Spirit in each of our lives. And Lord, I pray that you watch over the prayers of every person. And I pray that things just begin to appear. Understanding begins to appear. And even though the letters may not show up like you wrote on the wall in the Bible, maybe we'll just see. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. And our times are in your hands, Lord. So So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise God.